DEC Environmental Program Specialist Ashley Adamczak says agency officials weren't notified about the October 17th wreck of a tanker truck around milepost 39 of the Elliott Highway until they got some rough information later that day from the State Department of Transportation's Commercial Vehicle and Enforcement Division.
Upon further investigation, we determined it was a Carlisle tanker that was upside down and off of the road.
Adamczak says DEC hadn't at that time received any reports about a diesel fuel leak. She says the agency then reached out to Carlisle and asked whether the company needed additional resources to help recover the wrecked tanker.
The Carlisle point of contact reported that no spill had been reported to them and that no additional resources were needed.
Adamczak says bad weather kept DEC from sending personnel to the site about 40 miles north of Fox until October 20th, 3 days after the wreck. She says they found diesel on state-owned land around the site where the tanker had overturned. She says by then the rig had been removed.
We did observe that there was diesel fuel right near a small stream and in the soil.
Adamczak says DEC then again contacted Carlisle officials, who conceded the wrecked tanker had leaked some diesel. She says the company then sent a response team to the site. Adamczak says DEC personnel who went to the site weren't able to determine the amount of fuel spilled because the area had by then been covered with snow.
At this time, we believe that the release is somewhere between 30 to 50 gallons. 30 is what Carlisle has reported, but it's pretty hard to tell, especially with the snowpack.
Adamczak says regulations require spills of more than 55 gallons of petroleum products to be immediately reported to DEC. She says smaller releases of around 30 gallons must be reported within 48 hours. Carlisle officials released a statement Tuesday in response to queries by KUAC that says none of the diesel in the tanker leaked. It said instead a small amount of diesel leaked from the fuel tank of the truck itself. The statement says Carlisle notified DEC in, quote, a timely manner, and will continue to work with the agency on any additional cleanup requirements. Adamczak says it appears at least some of the fuel soaked into the roadbed around the wreck site. She says if so, Carlisle will have to remove it in two phases. She says fuel that's soaked into soil outside the roadbed could be excavated now, but she says removing fuel contaminated material from the roadbed itself will have to wait until summer because it's hard to refill and compact material into an excavated roadbed during winter.
We want to make sure that we do that removal in a time that is approved with the DOT engineering staff, that we don't compromise the integrity of the roadway.
Adamczak says DEC has directed Carlisle to submit a work plan on how it will carry out both the winter and summer cleanup operations, and she says DEC will oversee their work. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.